talking top of the show about things reopening. The mayor and the governor both making announcements today. They're at McCormick Place saying things are opening up for the summer, fully open capacity-wise by July 4th. That's what they say. So lots of things are going to happen. Dr. Jeffrey Copen, we're getting on the bridge. Remember that bridge the governor talked about? He said we're not going to get on it until things are looking good. And I guess we must be looking pretty good for them to make this announcement. How are you?
I'm good, Anna. Yeah, I mean, Anna 4.5, it's coming to the state of Illinois. I mean, took a little bit longer than I think I was considering, right?
Right.
But I'm just thrilled to hear it, and it's time.
Yeah, I agree. I proposed the 4.5 a while ago, and you jumped on that plan. I just felt as if we needed something to bridge us to fully reopen, but July 4th, they're saying now, did Dr. Copen. We're fully reopened in terms of capacity.
Yeah, July 4th sounds good. The way the weather looks this week, maybe it will finally warm up again. I think I was spoiled over the weekend, and I brought the garden furniture out Friday afternoon. Aww. In anticipation for a wonderful weekend, which we had, but you know, a little chilly today.
Yeah.
But
so it was your fault. You brought the garden furniture out in April. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's great though, right? Over the weekend to be out and about and see people enjoying the beautiful day outside, walking, not wearing masks. I mean, it's fabulous. I mean, we're absolutely going in the right direction. We know that the rate of new infections throughout the country is dropping, right? The 7-day average is less than the 14-day average, which is what we want to see. More and more people are getting vaccinated, even though the rate of vaccination is down, but still plenty of people are getting vaccinated. So we're really moving in the right direction. I read this morning that we've gone over 40% of the adult population in the country being fully vaccinated. How great is that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a really important number, that 40%.
We're getting there. And then I see the headlines about how herd immunity is unlikely in the United States. The experts are now weighing in to say, hey, this thing we've been talking about, we're going to get there through people getting infected, through people getting vaccinated. And now they're saying, what, isn't going to happen? Do you understand that?
Yeah, so the percent of the population that needs to be vaccinated to get the herd immunity. And let's remember what herd immunity really would mean. It would mean that the virus wouldn't be able to infect anybody new. That's the idea behind herd immunity, or just, you know, really small numbers of people. It's looking more and more difficult to get to that point. But you know what? That's going to be okay too, Anna. Nobody should panic about that, because we're already at the point where the virus is much more manageable, we're managing, and as we get into the summer, we're still going to have people getting infected, those who've chosen not to be vaccinated, we'll still have people getting infected, but the number of those people getting infected will be smaller and smaller. And that's such an important concept, and that's what we're going to get to.
Well, that's good to hear, at least. Speaking of panicking, I gotta admit, I did panic a little bit, and I need you to help me here, because I'm trying not to freak out as I read about all the stories out of India and that new COVID variant. They're saying it's 15 times more lethal, 15 times more lethal. And, you know, sometimes these variants take hold, and I wonder, should I be freaking out about that, Dr. Copen?
Don't freak out about it, Anna. Yeah, look, anytime we hear about a new virulent mutation, right? It sounds so terrible. It's like science fiction, right? It's out of some movie that's just going to, you know, freeze our blood. Nobody should think about this right now. Let's go back a couple of months when we first started to hear about this new ugly variant that was coming out of Britain, right? The B.1.1.7, the one that was coming out of the United Kingdom. And on March 1st, the CDC announced that the expectation was this was going to be the predominant variant in the United States, and, you know, was batting down the hatches, and we were really concerned about it. You and I spent quite a bit of time talking about it.
Sure.
Well, what do we know now? It seems to be about 60% of what we're seeing in the United States is that B.1.1.7. But you know what? Our vaccines work against it. How great is that? So there was a lot of panic about B.1.1.7, and turned out we were okay. There's yet to come a variant that escapes our vaccines. I think we're going to be fine. And if that were to happen, we'll get a booster shot, and the booster will protect us from it. So nobody should panic about this. If you haven't been vaccinated, get yourself vaccinated. Let's get the protection, and we'll deal with whatever might happen. But I don't want anyone to lose sleep about some variant you might have read about coming out of India.
Okay, that feels better. It always does when I talk with you, Dr. Copan. You just like you explain things in such a calm way, in such an understandable way, that I'm feeling better already. So that's great. I want to ask you about how I've also heard that the vaccines might be administered in a different way in the future, like pills or sprays or some other form other than a needle. And it made me think, on the news last night, they had this three generations of family members all got vaccinated. And the oldest one, the grandma, was the most scared of needles. And you could tell she was sort of, you know, she was sort of having a difficult time, and she was the hardest one to coax into get it, even though she would potentially be the one most at risk. And I just wonder, would we potentially see pills and sprays? Is that possible? Is that soon?
Yeah, well, we know the pharmaceutical companies are working on that because there are people out there who just don't want to get stuck with a needle. Some estimates say up to 10% of the population, Anna, just refuses to be stuck with a needle for any reason, So certainly that would help folks if you didn't need to be stuck. People might prefer to take a spray. The spray goes up your nose. We've had available to us for years now an influenza vaccine every year. It can be given up the nose. Frankly, I personally recommend people just get that little tiny needle because you don't even feel it. It's better than sticking the applicator up your nose and spraying stuff up there. But if somebody hates needles, it'd be nice to have that option. A pill, if that's possible, people have no problem taking pills typically. So maybe that would be another opportunity for people who want to avoid having an injection. The cool thing, and I think this is really the bottom line, the ingenuity of our pharmaceutical industry, we keep seeing it, right? We got these amazing vaccines. They're so effective. They're already looking into ways that we could take it without using needles. These are things to be very optimistic about.
The mobile clinics are happening too. I'm noticing they're figuring out new ways to get directly to people rather than assuming they'll show up at the United Center or go and make the appointment at the CVS or Walgreens. But Walgreens is putting out this mobile clinic, so they're going to go through the neighborhoods and offer up vaccines. You've talked about this before, Dr. Copan, how important it is to just make it really easy.
Let's make it as easy as possible. You know, it's kind of like the good humor man from childhood, right? let's get the ice cream to the people. It's going to be the same thing now with vaccines. There'll be more and more opportunities in the various neighborhoods and communities to be able to get vaccines even more easily than what we have right now. I saw a report that someone's taken me up on the shot in a shot idea. This is a beer in a shot.
Yes.
There's going to be a group of people who are going to want that, right? That's great.
Yeah, what was that again? So they're offering up, you get a shot of some alcohol of your choice, I guess, after you get the shot, right? So they're doing like a promotion.
Yeah, and one place is saying that you get your shot, they'll give you a beer. So it's a beer and a shot. So whatever it takes, right? There's different groups of people who are going to need different incentives and different motivations in order to agree to get the shot, to get past their vaccine hesitancy. Let's work with people so they can feel comfortable, and they'll go ahead and they'll do it.
Okay, I just want to make sure we get to this too. The kids are so far under 16. You're not allowed to get the vaccine. Is that changing anytime soon? What do we know there?
And so there's reports coming out of FDA that perhaps as early as next week, they're going to authorize the Pfizer vaccine for kids down to the age of 12. And I really hope that's true. That would be great. That would be great. That would be another population that we can immunize. And when I think about summer activities leading into school in the fall, wouldn't it be great if we could get tons of the kids vaccinated against COVID? Even though we know that the kids are at low risk, thank goodness, for getting very ill from the virus, they still can get it and give it to someone else. So wouldn't it be great if the kids could be vaccinated? You know, I think about summer activities, be it day camp, overnight camp, sports, art, whatever it might be, the kids are doing. If we can get down to the age of 12, that would just be so awesome. So I'm hoping by next week we will be hearing an announcement coming out of the FDA, and these reports will be proven correct.
Usually when you say that, it does happen. I've found Dr. Copen. It usually does. I've just learned that about you. Hey, maybe they'll let you set up a free beer with your COVID shot over at Northwestern Medicine Lake Forest Hospital. You toss that one around with your colleagues? Think chance?
Yeah, you know, it's true. Maybe we should think about that, you know. And I think having a mobile Northwestern Medicine shot in a beer kind of thing, that could be very popular.
Why not?
Maybe you'll come visit if we do
sure.
that.
Sure, I will. I would love to. That would draw me out, Dr. Copen. I thank you for your time today, Dr. Copen. It's always good talking with you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.